but I should have had them, because I was still in my yesterdays. I just wasn't as far away as I had been at Dejagore, which was years ago. Then I tried to remember the future. I remembered too much. I whimpered.
"Do we need to get him up again?"
Goblin asked. I shook my head. "I'm solid. Let's think. How long between this spell and the last one? How long since we got back from the grove?" Croker said, "You got back 3 days ago. I told you to bring your prisoners to the palace. You tried. You lost the Shadow Weaver along the way. In circumstances so questionable, I issued orders for all company people to stay especially alert."
"He was old. He just died of fright,"
One Eye said. "Ain't nothing mysterious about that." My headache was not improving. I had vague recollections of those events, but they were not as clear as my memories of other events immediately before previous seizures. I don't recall much of it.
"The Red Hand Deceiver got here all right. We meant to start questioning him that night, but you went back to your apartment, supposedly just walked through the doorway and collapsed. Your mother-in-law, uncle, wife, and brother-in-law all agree. Probably the first, last, and only time that will happen."
"Probably. The old lady is like One Eye. She disagrees just to be disagreeable."
"Aye. Kid, quiet,"
Croker told him. "So you just fell down and went rigid. Your wife got hysterical, your brother-in-law came for me. We took you out of there to ease the stress on your family."
"Ease the stress? Those people never heard of the word.
Besides, Sari was the only one of them I considered family."
Goblin said, "Open your mouth, Mergen."
He turned my face to the best light and stared down my throat.
"No damage in here?"
I knew what they thought. Epilepsy. I had considered that myself. I had asked about it of anyone who would listen. But no epileptic I ever heard of got bounced into the past from a seizure. Into a past that was never exactly like the past I had lived already.
"I told you it isn't a disease,"
Croker growled.
"When you find the answer, it'll be right there inside your own field, and you'll probably feel stupid about not having seen it earlier."
"If there's anything to be found, we'll find it,"
One Eye promised. Which left me wondering what he had up his sleeve. Then I knew that I had to know already, because they were going to tell me pretty soon. But I could not recall that future clearly enough to grasp it. Sometimes, it was spooky being me.
"Was that headless character there again?"
Croker asked. After figuring out what he meant, I said, "Yes." "But he was faceless, boss. Not headless. He had a head."
"Might represent the source of the problem,"
One Eye suggested.
"You ever remember any features?"